Well, this morning we'll be looking at the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. We'll be looking at Daniel chapter 1. We'll be looking at Daniel chapter 1, focusing on the story in verses 1 through 21, but we're going to zero in on verses 8 and verse 21. Daniel is one of those prophetic books of the Bible, but it also speaks to us and encourages us to remain faithful in difficult and trying and hostile circumstances. Certainly, Daniel found himself in such circumstances. He teaches us how to overcome our surroundings, and he teaches us and encourages us through the scripture here to be a Daniel. We need more Daniels in the day that we live in today. Daniel took a stand for Christ, took a stand for God, took a stand for holiness and righteousness in his time. And we're encouraged to do the same in our time today. Please stand and join me in reading God's Word. We'll be looking at Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 21. In verse 8 it says, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he ate. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And then in verse 21, those first three words, and Daniel continued. Let's pray. Father, bless your word. Give us understanding this morning as we unpackage what you have for us this morning here in Daniel chapter 1. Speak to us, encourage us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, here in the first chapter of Daniel, we see a man who was living in a time who found himself in a culture that was totally out of control. And we live in a world very much like Daniel experienced. We live in a culture that is very much out of control today. We live in a culture that is largely opposed to what we believe as Christian values today. In a nation that was founded and built upon Christian values, many today are hostile to the very Christian values that this nation was built upon. We live in a culture that is increasingly opposed to what we believe. We live in a culture in a time where there are those that are busy trying to re-educate minds away from traditional moral values. We need more Daniels today. We need more Daniels in our time. We need those that would stand up against the moral decay and the moral degradation that we find all around us, that would stand up against the political correctness and godlessness of our generation, to stand up for what's right and to take that stand for what's right, not in the eyes of man, but for what's right in the eyes of God. Daniel took such a stand. Daniel took that stand for godliness and for righteousness. Here in the first chapter of the book that bears his name, we find that Daniel leaves us three principles. Three principles that when we place them into practice, God enables us not only to exist in a godless culture, but to also engage that culture with the message of Christ. Because as the church, that's what we're to do. God calls us not to withdraw from the world around us, but to go out and engage it with the very message of Christ. Well, what does Daniel teach us this morning? First of all, Daniel teaches us here not to give in. Not to give in, to be resistant. Daniel didn't give in. Daniel knew what he believed. He knew what he stood for, and he would not allow himself. He refused to back down. He refused to give in to the pressures around him. You know, the tendency today is to give in to the pressures around us, whether it be in our workplace or among friends or in our family or in relationships. The tendency is to give in to the culture around us and to compromise those principles and core beliefs that make up who we are. Sadly, this is happening all around us in our day-to-day lives. But how did Daniel resist such evil and ungodliness that was around him. How was Daniel able to resist in a culture that sought to radically transform who he was? In a culture that sought to transform his language and literature in verse 4, and sought to transform his lifestyle in verse 5, his loyalties in verse 7. How did he do it? How did he resist? Well, verse 8 gives us a clue there that he drew the line where God drew the line. You see, as believers today, we must always draw the line where God draws the line. There are things that are uncompromisable in our lives. You see, Daniel went along with the Babylonian language and literature because there were no biblical prohibitions against it. But when it came to the king's meat and the king's wine, he refused, because during the Jewish dispensation, there were strong biblical injunctions against it. He was resistant. He drew the line. Daniel took a stand. And like Daniel, he took a stand. He drew the line with the Word of God. And we must draw the line with the Word of God as well. The Word of God must be the very foundation upon which we make every decision. It must be the foundation that guides our lives and makes up who we are. It must be the anchor of who we are as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel was resistant, and like Daniel, we must be resistant today as well. We must not give in to the ungodliness and the immorality that's rampant in our day. We are to let our light shine in a dark world. We are to let the light of Christ shine, and we are to stand firm and not give in, and be resistant and not give in. If God says it's wrong, then it's wrong. Amen. If God says it's right, then it's right, and that settles it. You see, government and society are not the ultimate determiners of right and wrong. God is. And we must stand on His unchanging Word. But not only does Daniel teach us to be resistant here, but he also teaches us to be consistent. He teaches us not only to give in, to not give in, but he also teaches us to not give up. You see, we can be resistant, but if we're not consistent in our resistance, then our resistance is not going to last very long, is it? So Daniel teaches us to be consistent as well. The tendency is to be overcome and overwhelmed by the pressures of our day and to simply give up in trying to hold on to biblical principles. Do you ever look around sometimes and say, what's the use? What's the use? Everybody seems to be doing it. Everyone seems to be going in this direction or that direction. What's the use in trying to live right? What's the use in trying to follow God's Word and follow God's example? Here, Daniel teaches us to be resistant and to be consistent in following the Word of God. We're not to follow God's Word simply on Sunday. We're to follow it each day of our lives. The tendency here is that the church, we must hold the line on morality and godliness in our land, in our communities, in our homes, in our families, in our workplace. As the people of God, we're to hold the line on morality and on righteousness and not give up. As the Word of God says, do not grow weary in well-doing. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap your reward if you faint not. You see, the single characteristic of those who succeed is consistency. If you think about that, with no matter what kind of goal you set for yourself, consistency is the key to success, isn't it? You think about diet, exercise, whatever it may be, a career progression, whatever it may be in our lives, consistency is important. And in matters of faith, consistency is very important in our lives. I remember when I was working toward my doctoral degree, and we got through with all of our few years of coursework, and then they turn you loose for your dissertation work, and you're just on your own. You have to read all these books, and you have to devise your own research model, and you have to go out and carry out the research. Then you actually had to sit down and start writing this paper. Many folks would finish their coursework and they would never go on and complete their research project and write the paper.
because they just weren't consistent with it. They'd take a week off, ride a day or two, you know, take some days off. Maybe they might come back to it. They were just whimsical with no plan to be consistent.
Well, what I did is I set mine up sort of like a job, and I said, well, Monday night through Saturday night from 8 to 11, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to work on this. And 13 months later, I got it done, 249 pages. But I had to be consistent or else I would have never carried it through. It's the same thing with our walk with the Lord. It's the same thing with matters of faith. It's the same thing with following Christ. We must be consistent in our walk with the Lord. We must be consistent in our walk with Christ. There are many examples of in the Bible of being consistent regarding matters of faith. From the Old Testament, we can think about Joseph. Joseph was in the Egyptian dungeon, but he didn't give up. He remained consistent in his commitment to his dream. And then there's the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was in the Philippian jail, but he didn't give up. He remained consistent to his calling. And here Daniel is calling us to be consistent to our calling to the Lord Jesus Christ as well. He's telling us to be resistant, but it's not simply enough to be resistant to the ungodliness that's around us, but to be consistent in following Christ and sharing the love of God with those around us as well. We must be consistent in our faith, and we must be consistent in our walk with the Lord. How do you win a spiritual battle? Have you ever thought about that? You win by being resistant and by being consistent. That is, in other words, you win a spiritual battle by getting up each day and making the active, conscious decision that today, this day, I am going to serve the Lord, regardless of what those are doing around me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But not only does Daniel encourage us here to be resistant, not only does he encourage us to be consistent, but he also encourages us to be persistent, to not give up, to not give in, and to not give out.
You know, sometimes we feel like we just want to give out. Some of you are on so many committees and doing so many things in the church. Sometimes you just feel like you're going to give out. But we must not grow weary in well-doing. I like the words there in verse 21. It says, "Thus Daniel continued."
That is, he pressed on. He kept serving the Lord. He did not allow himself to get knocked down. And when he got knocked down, he got back up. He brushed himself off and he simply kept going. He kept serving the Lord. The Apostle Paul said it this way. He said, "I press on. I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." You see, Daniel was persistent. He didn't give up. He didn't give out. For 70 years, he didn't give in. You see, he ended up outliving Nebuchadnezzar and all of his empire, and God used him to engage his culture and to make a difference for Christ in the world around him. And God can use us to do those very same things as well. God desires to work in our lives and through our lives. What about us today? Why does it seem sometimes so hard to be persistent in matters of faith? Could it be because we fail to resist the lies of Satan and the ungodliness around us? Could it be because we fail to be consistent in what we profess we believe? Could it be because we fail to continue in our walk with the Lord? You see, Daniel teaches us an important lesson here. It doesn't take character and faith to go with the flow and live like the world and do what everyone else is doing. It doesn't require character and faith to be like the world, to live like the world. But it takes a tremendous amount of character. It takes a tremendous amount of faith, and it takes a tremendous amount of perseverance and persistence to live for Christ in the day that we're living in today. You see, Daniel remembered something that we would do well to remember. Daniel knew that God was in control. And we must remember that as well. We must remember that God is in control in our day as well. We simply must allow Him to take control of our lives, to give it all to Jesus. As the hymn says, the old hymn says, "All to Him I now resign. I have been, because I have been redeemed." In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "Let us hold fast
I like that phrase, hold fast. Let us hold fast. That is, let us hold the line. Let us hold fast the confession of hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
You see, in a world that, in a society that seeks to marginalize God, in a society that seeks to propagate this false notion of separation of church and state as a way to silence the church and silence the message of Christ in the public square, in a society that seeks to redefine what God says is right and wrong, in a society that seeks to redefine biblical marriage and redefine what constitutes appropriate relationships and appropriate behavior, in a world that seeks to attack morality and spirituality and Christianity at every turn, in a time where living for Christ is fast becoming unpopular, where Facebook is more popular than God's book, in a time where now more than ever before, as God's people, we must not give in. We must not give up and we must not give out. That is, we must not compromise our faith with anything or anyone. We must not stop serving or following Christ, and we must not grow weary or discouraged along the way. Like Daniel, the day may be fast approaching where those who serve Christ, those who seek to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, could be persecuted for the stand that they take. Well, what are we to do? We're to stand anyway. We're to stand for Christ anyway. And in doing so, may we be found faithful, faithful in the eyes of our fellow man, and faithful in the eyes of Almighty God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Lord, that through you we can do all things. Or because of you working in our lives, we can be resistant to ungodliness. We can be consistent in our walk with you, Lord, and we can have the strength to continue and keep going on. Father, give us the strength to serve you, to live for you, to be a light for Christ in a dark world. Encourage us, Lord, in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.